You know how we're always told our health starts in the gut? Well, for women, so much actually starts with our hormones. And when your hormone levels aren't where they should be, you feel it everywhere. Your energy, your mood, the way your digestion feels, your clarity, and even how your body manages weight. So as we head into the new year, imagine giving your body a reset, supporting it in maintaining optimal hormone levels with something that blends the power of herbal, nature-inspired ingredients and real science. There's a formula called Hormone Harmony that honestly caught my attention because it bridges both worlds beautifully. It was created by an award-winning German nutrition scientist, and it combines 12 powerful adaptogens into one herbal plant-based capsule. Every ingredient is chosen because it's supported by scientific evidence and has been studied across different ages and hormone profiles. So it's not just a herbal vibe, it's genuinely science-backed nature. My favorite combination. This is a company that has a strict zero compromise policy. No GMOs, no artificial fillers or flavors, just herbal, science-supported ingredients in clinically tested amounts. That's why so many women feel like their bodies respond well to it. What makes Hormone Harmony stand out is how it supports multiple hormone pathways at the same time, creating this ripple effect through the body and mind, supporting mood, energy, comfort, and easier weight management alongside a healthy lifestyle. And the social proof is wild. There are over 50,000 reviews from women around the world, and 98% say they'd recommend it to someone they love. That says everything. So this holiday season, give yourself or the women in your life the gift of wellness. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off today. So nothing magical has happened yet, but your nervous system is now practicing the reality you want. And that's alignment. So that's from a witchy lens that you might look at. So light a candle while organizing finances, or write the old money story that you're releasing and burn it. Also maybe speak a simple intention like, I am safe to receive and hold more. And so from a practical lens, you've just made your future feel familiar instead of threatening. So let's say your goal is to feel more creatively alive. Most people think alignment means waiting for inspiration, right? Or forcing output. But energetically, creativity responds to permission and safety and play. So instead you ask, how would I feel if creativity flowed easily through me? Hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And Merry Christmas Eve, as this episode lands at that time. And though I'm excited for Christmas, I really am excited for the new year. And I've been visualizing what I'd like to do for Your Own Magic, the next chapter, starting in 2026. So this is likely the last Witchy Wednesday. Maybe I'll do some Witchy Wednesdays on occasion, or just a witchy episode. It might not even be on a Wednesday, just a random day of the week. So make sure you subscribe. But many Magic Monday episodes, which I'm going to mostly focus on for better quality episodes and more in-depth episodes, maybe even more personal, I will still, of course, add some witchiness and some tarot cards. But this will be the last season 2 Witchy Wednesday tarot card pull. We've got, a major arcana, the Empress. Okay, so maybe in 2026, we're going to be calling in abundance. Say I claim this. Calling in creativity, I claim this. Growth, I claim this. Fertility, sure, yeah, I'll claim that. Sensual pleasure, definitely claim that. So This is the Earth Mother archetype, and she rules over nature and creativity and growth. So if this is what we're calling in for 2026, more creativity, more growth, more abundance, enjoying life, sensory richness, then wonderful. Wait, did I pull it in reverse? No, I did not. So anyway, yes. Ooh, okay. Continuing to evolve with our divine feminine power. I definitely see this for us for the new year. Oh, I'm so excited. The new year is my favorite holiday because we really do have a blank slate. And I'll be waking up early on the new year and just doing a long drive with Jordan and my dogs because the roads are clear that day. And I can't wait. And on that drive, I will be visualizing what I want for your own magic 2026. And in the meantime as well, during the holidays, I've been thinking about it. And it's exciting. It's exciting to reinvent, right? I mean, New Year's really is my favorite holiday, not because of the parties or the resolutions or even the pressure to reinvent, which is fun. I truly just love New Year's because it is a blank slate. Like the universe quietly is sliding you a fresh notebook and it says, all right, what do you want to do with this one? What would you like for this year? There's something just so deeply magical about that to me. And so you notice that this will likely be the last Witchy Wednesday, as I said, at least for a while. And so I'm letting myself sit in the in-between and just feel what 2026 wants to look like, both for this show and also for me. Nothing is ending in a heavy way, but something new is beginning. I'm giving it the space to reveal itself. Also, tomorrow will be Christmas, right? I love Santa. I love Yule. Also, it will be my grandpa, his 100th birthday if he was still alive. He was born December 25th, 2020, or 1925. And just moments like that stretch time for me in a real strange, beautiful way. Like the past, the present, and the future just start overlapping. I'll be replaying all the songs that I had in my head celebrating Christmas with my family as a kid and celebrating his birthday simultaneously. We would sing a lot of LDS hymns, Mormon hymns, every Christmas when I was a kid growing up. And I don't know if this one is just a Mormon song or an everyone song, but the one that goes, C is for the Christ child born upon this day, H is for the herald angels in the night. If you know that song is going to be replaying in my head all day. Not by choice, but truly, it's just a nostalgic memory for me. And my grandpa, it was his favorite song. It was like his birthday song. And he always held the C, for C is for the Christ child, as we all would sing around the Christmas tree, that song, along with many others from our hymn book. And all these memories, it just reminds me that years don't just end and begin. They layer and they echo and they leave fingerprints. So this moment right now feels especially potent to me and very thresholdy, very liminal. I don't actually think the new year starts on January 1st. I think it starts before that. It really starts now, this space that's the in-between, when the old year hasn't fully let go of you yet, but the new one is already tapping you on the shoulder like, hey, I'm almost here. Thresholds are just so powerful. They aren't endings and they aren't beginnings. They're doorways. And doorways don't ask us to have everything figured out. They just ask us to pause and to notice and to be present. So if you've been feeling a little restless lately or maybe reflective or just oddly excited and unmotivated at the same time, well, congratulations, I'd say, because I think you're doing something right. That is exactly what threshold energy feels like. It's this sense of something wanting to happen without knowing exactly what yet. And instead of rushing to define it or control it, I think the magic lives in letting it simmer, which we don't need to have it all figured out. I'm just excited by possibility itself. And that's the energy that I want to bring into 2026. Not pressure, not even new year, new me, just a softer, more intriguing question. Like, what if something magical could happen this year if I let it? I really believe this, that the new year responds to how you meet it. If you meet it rushed, then it rushes you. Or if you meet it exhausted, it drains you. But if you meet it curious and open and maybe a little playful, then it meets you there. On New Year's, witches don't just celebrate a date change. They work with the threshold. And again, it's a liminal moment, a doorway where intention carries extra charge. So if you want, maybe cleanse your space with some smoke or sound Write what you're releasing and safely burn it, or set one clear focus instead of a long list of goals. And just know that it's less about forcing outcomes and more about aligning energy. So if you'd like to join me in that, that is my intention for the new year, is that sure, I'll have the goals, but I'm focused more on aligning my energy with these goals and maybe doing some quiet rituals like a candle lit with purpose, a moment of listening. The magic is in meeting the new year consciously, not rushed, and just also letting what's meant for us to rise and find us. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours Book Talk romanticy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like 2 full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose. And it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. So aligning your energy with your goals starts with embodiment, not effort. So instead of asking, what do I want? Instead, ask, how would it feel to live this? And then practice meeting that feeling now through choices, small choices, habits, boundaries even. Your nervous system has to feel safe holding the reality you're calling in. So when your thoughts, emotions, and daily actions match the frequency of the life that you want, your goals stop feeling like a stretch and they start feeling familiar because you are aligning your energy with the goals instead of just writing them down and hoping the goals happen. Really focus on aligning and intentionally moving through life to make sure your energy is matching what you're calling in, or at least starting to slowly build up and align with. Again, your choices, lifestyle choices, habits, boundaries, what you say, the words you speak. Just think what your goals are and what you believe a person who is living that life, who has met those goals, how their vibration has aligned to those goals. So let's say your goal is more financial ease. Most people might focus on the number, like I want more money, I want to make 500K this year. But energetically, money responds more to safety and trust and consistency than desire. So you ask, how would I feel if money felt supportive instead of stressful? And so maybe your answer, how you would feel, would be more calm or organized or steady, capable. And so now you align your energy with those states. You stop avoiding your bank app and you check it regularly, remembering it's just information, and you do this without spiraling. Or you clean up one small financial loose end instead of waiting for a big windfall. For myself, I did a lot of little micro things to help myself feel more calm around money in order to align and manifest the financial stability I wanted to align with, which did end up happening. That's how I know the little things you do can really end up adding up in the long run. Or you make choices from, I have enough to take care of this, rather than I'm behind. And you set a boundary that protects your time and your energy, even if it costs short-term comfort. So nothing magical has happened yet, but your nervous system is now practicing the reality you want. And that's alignment. So that's from a witchy lens that you might look at. So light a candle while organizing finances, or write the old money story that you're releasing and burn it. Also, maybe speak a simple intention like, I am safe to receive and hold more. And so from a practical lens, you've just made your future feel familiar instead of threatening. So let's say your goal is to feel more creatively alive. Most people think alignment means waiting for inspiration, right? Or forcing output. But energetically, creativity responds to permission and safety and play. So instead you ask, how would I feel if creativity flowed easily through me? Maybe the answer is curious, unpressured, expressive, turned on by life. And so now you align your energy with those states. You create without deciding if it's good or shareable. And you stop saving your ideas for a future version of yourself. And you follow the small sparks instead of waiting for one big download. And you let yourself be a beginner again, even if it bruises the ego. And you consume less and make more, even if it's messy. So nothing mystical has happened yet, but your body no longer associates creativity with performance or pressure or judgment. And that's alignment. So from a witchy lens, you might light a candle before creating it to mark it as sacred, not productive. Or you dedicate a notebook or a playlist only to play and experiment. Have some experimentation for fun. Speak an intention like, I let creativity move through me without control. So from a practical lens, you've removed the internal blocks that choke creative flow. And creativity, it doesn't need motivation. It just, again, it needs safety, space, and trust. And that's what you're opening yourself up to. So instead of resolutions, I've been sitting with questions like, what would feel exciting to invite in this year? Or what kind of magic am I actually open to receiving? Or what if I didn't overthink it? What if I let the year surprise me? And I think part of why I love New Year so much is because every single one feels different to me. Like I can think back to different New Years in my life and instantly feel the version of myself I was then, and the mindset and the hopes and the fears and the expectations. And there were years where I was wildly hopeful. Like, yep, this is it. This is my year. Everything changes now. This is the year that I become the version of myself I've been waiting for. And then there were other years where I was quieter and softer. And honestly, just relieved to have made it through, where the goal wasn't transformation. It was survival. It was rest. It was exhaling. And there were years where I made resolutions that, well, in hindsight, they made absolutely no sense for who I was at the time. And there were also years where I didn't make any intentions at all because I didn't have the energy to imagine the future yet. And I also was a little cynical, and I would say, it doesn't matter. I never go through these resolutions or goals anyway. Anyway, and none of those years were wrong, right? We just put so much pressure on January 1st to be this big cinematic moment. And a lot of us are past that, but some of us still do. The fireworks, maybe even the reinvention, the journaling, the visualizing, a bold declaration of who we're becoming. But some years just don't ask for fireworks. Some years ask for honesty or patience or curiosity or healing, simply permission to just move a little slower than the world wants you to. And I love that New Year's gives us this built-in moment to check in and ask, what kind of year do I actually want to have? Not what looks impressive, not what I should want or what other people assume I should want or what people see for me, and not what everyone else seems to be doing themselves, but what feels aligned with who I am right now? Because the truth is, the version of you standing at this new year is different than the one who stood here last year. Even if your life looks similar on the outside, you're not the same person internally anymore. Even though it's been a year, you've lived more, and you've learned more, and you've felt more, and this matters. You become more aware in many ways. And so instead of trying to force yourself into a future version that you think you should be, I think there's something really powerful about meeting the new year exactly as you are. No performance, no pressure, just presence. Meeting this new year with where you are in this moment. Let's stay here together for a moment. And if you're driving or walking or maybe you're folding your laundry or lying in your bed, there's nothing you need to do differently. So I wrote these words down and I hope these words meet you where you are. Take a slow breath in. An even longer breath out. Now imagine yourself standing at a doorway. Behind you is the year you're leaving. Not just the big moments or the highlight reel, but the quiet ones too. The late nights, the conversations that changed you, the moments you didn't think mattered at the time, but somehow shaped you anyway. You don't need to judge this year, and you don't need to summarize it or assign meaning to every single thing that happened. Just acknowledge it. Acknowledge what you carried, what you learned, what you survived, what you're still integrating. And now, ahead of you is 2026. You don't see any details yet. There's no storyline, no to-do list, no expectations. Just space. Open, unwritten, full of possibility. And instead of asking yourself, what am I supposed to do this year? Try a different question. What wants to meet me? Maybe it's creativity in a new form. Maybe it's stability. Maybe it's joy that looks quieter than you expected. Maybe it's confidence or peace or trust in yourself. You don't have to decide today. You don't have to define it. You don't have to chase it. Just allow the idea that something supportive, surprising, and meaningful could unfold. Not because you force it, not because you manifest it perfectly, but because you allow it. This is how I'm choosing to meet the new year. Not with pressure, not with rigid resolutions, but with curiosity and with intention, with openness, with a little bit of magic. I want to meet 2026 present, grounded, excited by possibility, but not rushed by it. Trusting that what's meant to grow will grow in its own time. Even on Christmas Eve, the new year is already arriving. So wherever you are right now, however you're feeling, just know this, that you don't have to have it all figured out to step forward. You just need to be willing. Again, we are aligning our energies. Well, I hope you get witchy this new year for fun and start now. It's the in-between space, so I feel like the new year is already beginning. And with that said, say hi on Substack or Instagram. I'm at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. That's another thing I'd like to call in and manifest and make space for and feel safe in, is just be more active on social media, especially Substack. That one seems like a new platform that I enjoy the energy that's there. And this Freaky Friday will be based on the theory of mass manifestation windows, which takes place every new year. And I thought this was so fitting for a Freaky Friday final episode. Anyway, with all that being said, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for stepping into this threshold with me. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.